the city editor, had just been informed that a wire had fallen across Main Street in a storm. He delegated two reporters to the story. "No one knows whether the wire is live or not," he said. "So one of you is to touch it, and the other is to write the story." Last week, we saw four principles for delegating from Nehemiah's examples and from the specific notes he included about the work and the workers. To recap, these principles are Roman numeral 1, delegate work with people's interests in mind. Wisely, Nehemiah delegated work according to the interests of the workers, putting them where they would be the most concerned and hence the most productive. Roman numeral 2, delegate work with an understanding of the people. Nehemiah not only assigned certain people to certain tasks, but he also placed them where he believed their work would be the most effective. Roman numeral 3, delegate work to willing people. No leader can expect to recruit every available person for a project. Nevertheless, Nehemiah refused to become discouraged. He simply continued to delegate the work to those who were willing to get involved. Roman numeral 4. Delegate work with clear instructions. We saw that when Nehemiah delegated the work at the Valley Gate, he gave specific instructions. It is characteristic of a good leader to give specific instructions. A clear job description removes uncertainty, anxiety, and confusion. Let me now share the remaining four principles of wise delegation. Roman numeral 5. Delegate unpleasant work with care. Delegate unpleasant work with care. This is in Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 14. On the southern tip of the old city of Jerusalem stood the Dung Gate, chapter 3, verse 14. Jerusalem's garbage was carried out of the city through the Dung Gate and tossed into the Himnon Valley below. Fires were kept burning around the clock to consume the city's refuse. The task of rebuilding the Dung Gate would have been extremely unpleasant. Workers would contend with the smell of burning garbage and the reputation of that gate. They had to complete the job, though, to secure Jerusalem's defensive system. Nehemiah boldly assigned this task to Malchiah, the son of Rechab, chapter 3, verse 14. An effective leader must assign unpleasant tasks as well as pleasant ones, for every necessary task is important in God's work. Roman numeral 6. Delegate work with a goal of excellence. Delegate work with a goal of excellence. Ironically, not far away from the Dung Gate and pleasantly located was the Fountain Gate. It faced the Kidron Valley, which extended northward from the Himnon Valley at Jerusalem's southeast corner. A path through this gate stretched outward to En Rogel, one of just two fresh water sources for the city. It also opened the city to the cool, refreshing pool of the king's garden. Near the Fountain Gate, Nehemiah wanted to restore some of the old city's original beauty and splendor. He assigned workers to restore the pool's walls and stone stairway that descended into the royal gardens of the Kidron. Nehemiah chapter 3 verses 15 to 16 reads, "But the gate of the fountain repaired Shallun, the son of Kohose, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Siloah by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Beth-Jor, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty." A successful leader is driven to excellence. He is not content doing simply what was required. He motivates people to do the best possible job to the glory of God. Time out. It's heavy, isn't it? A certain pastor typically preached up to 2 hours in the afternoon service. One Sunday, he was going strong for some time when one of his regular members got up and left. A while later, the same man returned. Later, the pastor asked him where he had gone during the message. The member said he had gone for a weight loss program. The pastor asked why he hadn't gotten one before he came to class. The member replied, "Before I came, I didn't need one." It was a heavy message. It is just as heavy here, but please don't leave for a weight loss program, okay? Let us move on to Roman numeral 7. Delegate difficult work to earnest workers. Delegate difficult work to earnest workers. This is in Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 17 to 27. Along the eastern portion of the wall stood the remaining 4 gates: the Water Gate, Horse Gate, East Gate, and the Gate Mifkad. Evidently, these gates didn't need repairs, but the walls connecting them required much work. The people of Jerusalem passed through the Water Gate on their way to procure water from the Gihon Spring, Jerusalem's second supply of fresh water. The walls around the gate encompassed a sizable public square that needed to be restored. The challenge of restoring the public square was great and therefore required highly motivated workers. Nehemiah recruited Baruch, the son of Zabai, to lead this project. He did this work earnestly. Chapter 3, verse 20. This is important. What could happen to a worker who lacks the earnestness to handle a difficult task? The worker could become discouraged and shrink away from doing any more work. Time out again. Hang in there. Someone once said, when you are near the end of the rope, tie a knot, hang on, and swing. When you are near the end of the rope, tie a knot, hang on, and swing. We are nearing the end of the message. So let us hang on and swing towards Roman numeral 8. Delegate work to those with vested interests. Delegate work to those with vested interests. This is in Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 28 to 32. The Horse Gate stood at the easternmost point of the city facing the Kidron Valley. Biblical scholars believe this gate was used for palace traffic. It was therefore viewed as the royal entrance to the city and probably used for official business. This would have made the horse gate a central target during military attack, demonstrating wise insight. Nehemiah delegated those who lived around this area to work on their own walls. Chapter 3, verse 28. By asking them to work on their own defense system, he appealed to their sense of vulnerability, knowing that such motivation would assist them in completing the task at hand. Like Nehemiah, good leaders use the motivation of vested interest. Workers with a vested interest in the task provide an advantage for a leader. They are more likely to keep at the task when problems come up. They are more likely to put their best effort into the job. Because the east gate led to the temple area, it was known as the sacred gate. Chapter 3, verse 29. Because of its eastern exposure and proximity to the horse gate, Nehemiah continued to delegate the work to those whose houses were nearby. Chapter 3, verse 30. The east gate may be the only gate that is today close to its original location. Ezekiel prophesied that the Son of Man would pass through this gate, and later it would be sealed shut. Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 1 to 2. Jesus passed through this gate during his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Later, in 1543, the east gate was sealed shut for good by Sultan Suleiman. The so-called Gate Mifkad probably served as either an inspection station for travelers entering Jerusalem, or as a civil garrison for either justice officials or military personnel. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 31. This would have been a logical spot for vendors to market their wares. Perhaps for that reason, Nehemiah insightfully used merchants and goldsmiths to rebuild the adjacent walls. This would have been their marketplace. Chapter 3, verse 32. As a skilled leader, Nehemiah made use of the professional interests of the people. Delegate work with people's interests in mind. Delegate work with an understanding of the people. Delegate work to willing people. Delegate work with clear instructions. Today, we saw four more principles of wise delegation. Delegate unpleasant work with care. Delegate work with a goal of excellence. Delegate difficult work to earnest workers. And delegate work to those with vested interests. There are 38 individuals representing 42 different groups of people listed in Nehemiah chapter 3. History knows almost nothing of most of these people, including their identities. Yet they are known to God. He recorded their heroic deeds in this amazing chapter. The focus of the messages last Sunday and today is on these individuals, not just their numbers or the results of their labors that can be quantified. Which of these principles speak to a situation in your life? Which ones do you need to work on implementing? We sometimes fail to delegate as leaders. We don't trust anyone else. We think it will take too much time. We want the glory for ourselves. We are perfectionists. But there are consequences of failing to delegate responsibilities. Leaders burn out. Work is left undone. Workers are underutilized. Leaders resent their workers. We must not fail to delegate as leaders. We must not be the do-it-all leader.